From a studio that looks exactly like Teresa Laraba's office, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. I'm Steve Heiser. Teresa Laraba is our Senior Vice President, Customer Services. Teresa, welcome to Red Belly Radio.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
Now, you know, my title is I'm a Senior Multimedia Specialist. And to me, a multimedia specialist is a guy that pushes the AV card around in high school. So sometimes job titles are not always what they sound. Tell us, what does the Senior VP of Customer Services think about most of the time?
I think about how we're treating our customers. I think about how our ground ops employees from our customer service agents, our CS&S agents, and our customer relations department are taking care of our customers.
Well, you know, I used to be a reservations agent, and there were times where either we couldn't fix a problem or maybe something had gone awry with the passengers' travel, and you just can't fix every customer's problem. And sometimes I would quite literally lose sleep over these things. But there were any number of times that I would help somebody and absolutely make their day and make you feel great about it. But it's those ones that you had problems with that really stick with you. What keeps you up at night?
Well, you know, it's funny. When I was a customer service agent, I felt the same way, that if I had left a customer still with just a small bad taste in their mouth, it bothered me. And I think we have a tendency, especially this time of year in the summer when we have so many customers traveling, and that we focus on where we may have gone wrong and the fact that sometimes it feels as if we just can't do anything right. And I really want our employees to take a listen to something that one of our customers shared, because more than not, we are making the right decisions. We are making a difference in the way the customers perceive Southwest Airlines, and we are providing an invaluable customer service. So I hope you'll be as proud as I was when you get to listen to something that one of our customers shared.
Well, you're talking about a phone call that a customer called into customer relations and just left this message. So why don't we hear it right now?
Okay, great.
Hi, Melissa. I'm a frequent flyer with your airlines. I just want to give you a quick call and thank you for sending out that notification for the huge delays on the 18th. Pretty trying experience. My wife has MS and made it through the evening and everything, but we really appreciate the gesture of the love ticket or whatever it is, the amount. But I've been flying Southwest for so many years now, and you guys are fantastic. It's amazing. She was with her friends and mentioned what you did, and they flew American and Delta and all these other airlines that put them through worse scenarios than we went through and she went through, and they did absolutely nothing. You guys are an outstanding organization, and I really, really appreciate what you do for us and what you do for me on a weekly basis when I travel on your airlines. Take care.
Well, you know, customer relations has to deal with a lot of people with a lot of problems, but they also get to hear some good stuff too.
It's exciting. Our proactive customer service, which is what generated this man's call, was because we reached out to him and told him we were sorry about a situation that had taken place before he had to reach to us to ask for an apology. And that's just a great example of how we've gotten ahead of customer service in this industry to make sure that we apologize if there's something that we could have done better in the future.
Well, you know, Teresa, this podcast, Red Belly Radio, goes out not only to our employees but also to the public. So I would like to take this opportunity to thank, one, our employees for handling all sorts of situations in all sorts of wonderful ways and helping people out, but also our customers, because without them, we none of us would be here.
That's what touches our heart. That's what makes Southwest Airlines so great, is the connection that our employees have with our customers. And it's personal, and that's what makes us family. So I also would like to thank our employees and our customers for having such a great love relationship.
Well, Teresa, thank you so much for being my guest on Red Belly Radio.
Thank you, Steve. It was a great opportunity.
Could you read this paragraph right here for me?
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.